Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Toriso ketsa haudi ya o tshwanela o modimo o khosi ya dikhosi. Okay, o sisintsiki akaka fiki bazalwane. Ngithi nje ngisamlindile ngoba bekunemiyalezo lana engiye ngayi jump amasinya ngingayidlala ngithi ngijimele yena ukuthi ke sizoxoxisana naye kodwa hayi nangu siphi isikhathi ya ngibonile la umyalezo kabani. Ngibonile wakabani. Okay, Kalimambo ya nangu Kalimambo. Asizi uthini uKalimambo kule ntambama, asizi ukuthi usiphatheleni uKalimambo. Kalimambo, upho umyalezo kaKalimambo. Ngubonile la, so ubalekile futhi. Hayibo. Okay, now asizi ukuthi uthini uKalimambo. Oh,
good afternoon.
Ukuthokozani, hayi, wena so uzongibiza ngo-egi, ngiyakudlulisa masinya. Okay, asiye lapha kubabu Kalimambo.
Asibingelele nkosazana, asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be-Radio Pulpit, umsakazi wethu indzaba lethu ithokothisako. Manje ke ngikhona nkosazana, sewaphela umsebenzi wami ngale. Lo bengihlala ngamasande ngiyakhona. Manje ke ngiyabonga kakhulu nkosazana. Kuba laleli bakithi labangithandazelayo abangithandazela mihla namalanga ukuthi ngiphumelele.
Yebo.
Manje ke hayi sengiphumelela ke impela nami sengibonga ukuthi manje sengumkhulu ngigugela khona la eSouth Africa la.
Yeah.
Manje sengihambile ke ngahamba na khona la eSouth Africa la ngiloko ngisebenza ke. Manje ke uAbraham indodana yakhe uAbraham uIsaka wafika seuAbraham emncamdala noma yena uMamsara ingane yakhe yafika semdala kuyisibusiso sakhe uMamsara lesiya uZakaria nomama uElizabeth umama Elizabeth iyisibusiso sakhe kuyingane yakhe yafika sekamdala manje ke uMaria yena yafika sibusiso sakhe kubaba wethu Jesu Kristu wafika esesemusha manje ke izibusiso zinokufika zingafiki ngesikhathi manje ke hey lapho ngifuna ukusho khona ukuthi izibusiso zethu zinokufika kuzifike kungasisikhathi lesithi nesilindele sona manje sithandazethanda siphinde sikhathala manje nami isibusiso sami zafika ke sesifika ngumdala izimali zifika sengumdala imali yokusebenza lenyihole belungwini ifika kahle kamnandi sengumdala nale pension yomhlala phansi le seyafika lenyanga izayo ke ifika manje sengumdala yobudala leyo ithola noma ngubani leyo yobudala yokuguga leyo ukuthi manje sowugulile madala nako umthoba njiziyo wakho manje nami seyafika ke ngibonga kakhulu ukuthi le mali nami sengizoyidla kwa la South Africa la khani mama ukosaza
Kalimambo
radio and then there's 657 AM can you hear the difference
greetings to you me bahlenhlapo and thanks once more again for the opportunity yompanyona again to share the word with you and I greet all the beautiful listeners at home in the living mighty name of Yahweh Yeshu and Holy Ghost may the living word and the mighty of God be with you dwell in your hearts in your houses and everything Mama Nhlapo I would like us to read from the book of 2 Corinthians 12 we can read all of it but I'll take verse 9 that's where my message will be based on Mama Nhlapo before nka ya pele ke rata fela ho tsama ka mohlodi thero o reng mohau waka o lekane my grace is sufficient for you says the almighty living god he says his mercy is sufficient for you muhawaka o lekane mama nhlapo ke rata fela to give the words of encouragement to men and women to the daughters of the most high living holy mighty god to the sons to the servants the men the soldiers in the kingdom of mighty god to people who are aspiring, who are wishing, who are thirsty for the good news of the kingdom of God, These are the things that we need to learn and to share. Mama Nhlapo, if I will read the whole this verse, there are things, Mama Nhlapo, that I would say God led them to happen in our lives for His own glory, for His own mighty, so that the world could know that God is mighty, God is great, God is powerful, and God, He speaks, and God, He is above all, and God, He is God of gods. Kitoe balafla from verse 9, Mama Nhlapo. But before I read it, Paul is man who was great in his work. He was doing good. He was teaching the word of God. He wrote books. He's a man who was working so hard. He's a good disciple. But he had a pain that he wished that he could be taken away. The Bible says he went 3 times and prayed to Almighty God about this pain. Arapela magetlo a mararo go kopana tate modimo a tlose bohloko bona pauleng ho yena empa modimo yena magetlong ana a mararo. God just answered him and he says to him, verse 9, he said to him, my grace is sufficient for you, for the power is perfected in your weakness. Therefore I will most gladly boast all more about my weakness, so Christ's power may be made visible. Mohawaka Olekani. Mama Nhlapo, in testimony, Jesu harapela, Yeshu, he prayed and he cried and he said, may this car pass me by a wheel. But Mudimu ha Jesu ali in pain, in sufferings. Aweleza, ari Eloi, Eloi, Eloi lama sabakatani, Mudimu waka, untuhelala igna, Mudimu haraba ori. My grace is sufficient for you. In your weakness, my power is made. Di teng di ntobo pilong, tse ulong rekatsona, they make you look pain, feel not right, but God is letting them to happen to you. Hopana obata mohau wahaye, onyuluhe, kabuhloku bahao, mulimong, walimuso, walihodimo. Therefore, all I'm saying, Yori, some other pains are good for you. Haria, in the books of James 1, but before may I go there, in Matthew 9:20-27, this is one of the greatest verses that ever been preached. For 12 years, this lady, she had an issue of blood. For 12 years, through her suffering, the grace of God was sufficient for her. Hubani, over this time of her pain, of her sorrow, she prayed, she did everything that she could to take away this embarrassment. On her power to move away this pain, but God let the pain. For 12 years, the day God, the greatness of God, that's why he says, in your sufferings, my kingdom, through your sufferings, my grace is sufficient for you, and my power is made through your weakness. And then this woman, one day, then when Yeshu, God of salvation, when he came, at Amakubo Yahaye, what matters is that the faith that she had shook the whole world. Even the heaven was like, there are things in your life, so Maybe as a mother, they make you feel so pain in your marriage. Maybe at work there is somebody who is a pain. This person, he is a pain. He's a thorn on your neck. You can't do anything. It's like something in your ear. But the word of God says, Muhawaka, Olikane, my grace is sufficient for you. Some other situation, you cannot turn, you cannot change. Just take all, surrender, give all unto God, and let Him be God. And let Him make you whole. There are pains, there are dreams, there are wishes. You wish to be healed. Wa soka wa rapela ka mehla hore modimo tlosa bohloko bona ho nna impact ka, the more you pray, the more God let it. Just run to this verse, read it through, let Holy Spirit interpret this verse to you and make it to be understood by you. In conclusion, Maman Hlapho, ke tla matsela in the books of James 1 verse 2 to 4. Consider all this as pure joy, my sister, daughter of the Most High God. Whenever you face trial and testing, know that your faith produces perseverance. And let that perseverance finish its work so that it may become mature and have lately you'll thank God. That pain, let it happen. Because at the end of the day, it's just a test of your strength, a test of your faith. But the Holy God says, at the end of the day, you are going to be declared human. It happened with the lady of the blood, issue of blood. At the end of the day, she sang this verse. Her faith, it was tested. And she shook the whole world. Even heavens were shook by her faith. She has a faith of no measurement. Highly so. Timothy 2 verse 1 to 17. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but God has given us the spirit of power, spirit of love, the sound mind, the through faith in Him, God who is love. All I'm saying is, through all this thick and thin, through all your pain, let the grace of God play its role. Let just open, just let God grace be. Let God glory be made out of your worst situation. May the living mighty holy name of God dwell upon your life. May the living Holy Spirit dwell in your heart. May the living weight of Yeshua, God of salvation, dwell in you. Be blessed. Amen and amen.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.